Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Pei Vav. We're starting a mission on the bottom of Pei, Hei, Amid Beis, Ve'elu, Im Olu, Yerdu. Now, we already had this introduction, and we've already discussed those topics in the last couple of Mishnahs. Which ones Im Olu, Yerdu, or Lo Yerdu? In particular, back on daf Pei, Dalid, Amid Aleph. We began Elu, Im Olu, Lo Yerdu. And then the Mishnah continued on further, the Elu im Olu Yerdu. And the Mishnah distinguished between those that were Psulei Bakoidish and Loi Hoye Psulei Bakoidish. Psulei Bakoidish means that until they came into the Beis Hamikdash, they were perfect. And unfortunately, in the Beis Hamikdash, they had a problem. What are those Elish Lahayu Psula Bakoidish? They didn't even pass the entrance exam. You couldn't fill out the questionnaire that everything was fine because they were not fine. All of these things. So what was the difference we said in the Mishnah? That those that were Psulim Bakoidish, which until recently, until the Behemah came into the Beis Hamikdash, until they started the Avodah, everything was perfect. Unfortunately, there were subsequent problems such as Lon, where they didn't do the Zrikas Adam before Shkia, or Lon by Emurim, they didn't go and put the Emurim on the Mizbeach prior to Alois HaShachar, or it was Yoitze, or it was Tamei, or there was a problem of Pigel, Nishkechus Hazmane, Chutzim Koyme, etc., etc. These are all Psulam Bakoidish. The Kahanim, or whoever was in charge, messed up. Masha Enkein, Loyu Psulam Bakoidish means even before they entered the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, so that was the distinction that we made between Im Olu Yerdu, Im Olu Lo Yerdu. Our Mishnah is not talking about Psulim. Our Mishnah is talking about Ksheirim. But they shouldn't be on the Mizbeach. What does Ariel call them? They're not in the Parsha. What do you mean not in the Parsha? So we start the Mishnah of Elu Im Olu Yerdu. The following should not be on the Mizbeach. Basar Kochi Kudishim, Ubisar Kochim Kalim. We're obviously not referring to an oila. We're referring to your normal, regular carbon. Where Psar Kochi Kudishim is eaten by the Kahanim. Psar Kochim Kalim is eaten by the Baalim and whoever their Mishpuchas are and their friends. Eaten by Yisraelim. Moiser Oimer, Ushte Halechem, Velechem Aponim, Ushiori Menochis. All of these four are talking about the extras when you're dealing with. The common denominator of all of them is that they're all referred to as menachos. It's not your typical mincha. Oimer, of course, is a carbon that you bring once a year on Pesach to be mater esu oimer. Oimer was very, very unusual in the sense that all other kabbanis were typically from wheat, and the carbon oimer was from barley. Shtei halechem, that's what you had, of course, on Shavuos. Those were made from chametz. Typically, all the karbanis mincha throughout the year were typically of matzah. Here, shtei halechem, it says in Feish in the Pasuk, shtayim tiyena chametz teyofena bikurim lashem. Lechem upon him that you had every single Shabbos Kodesh. Shiori menachos is talking about your normal, regular karban mincha. You put the chametz on the mizbeach and then have the shirayim. In all of these four cases, these are ne'echal. The moiser oimer is ne'echal l'kehanim. Whatever is left after you put your kemitza of the oimer on the mizbeach, ne'echal l'kehanim. Shtei alechem doesn't even have a kemitza. They're all ne'echal l'kehanim. What's the matter of the shtei alechem?
The
kivsei atzeres. Exactly right. No lechem upon him. What was the matter? The bezichel avoyin. And the shiori menachas. What was the matter? The kemitza on the mizbeach. So all of these, the moiser, whatever is left over, has to be or should be eaten, and instead the person put it on the mizbeach. Or ketoiris. One said, no, ketoiris is supposed to be in the mizbeach. That's not eaten. But the ketoiris is put on which mizbeach? Mizbeach ha-pnimi. And the person put on the mizbeach ha-chitzoin. All of these are inappropriate to be put on the mizbeach. So Rashi says we're not talking about psulim here. Previous mission we talked about the psulim bakoidish, psulim shaloyoyo bakoidish. Here we're talking about they were ksheirim. But they're not in the parishally shaykh bu mizbeach cloud. They shouldn't be on top of the mizbeach. I mean, would you have a new sefer comes out on Shas, brilliant sefer from a Godel Hador, and you put it on the mizbeach? It doesn't belong on the mizbeach. Chas v'shalom, you can get all burnt. These things are not supposed to be in the mizbeach. So what? Im olu? Yerdu, take it down from the Mizrach. And now we have a, by the way, as you'll recall from the Gemara we had a few days ago, it's not only that it's inappropriate, you could be playing with an Isur. What's the Isur? The Gemara learns from Mechol, Kechol Tzor, Mechol Tavashli, Sakter, Umimenu, Ishel Hashem, Dash in the Gemara, Koshi Menul Ishim, Hal Yehu, Bebal Taktiru. Since in each one of these cases there is something which is Li'ishim, what's Li'ishim? For instance, in case of the Karban Mincha, the Kemitza is Li'ishim, Harihu B'Bal Taktir, and now let it put the Shirayim on the fire. You're not supposed to be Makter the rest on the fire. So, anyway, take it down. Now, the second part of the Mishnah is talking about very, very similar inyanim that they shouldn't be on the Mizbeach, but not so much because of the halacha, but more because of the practicality. What do I mean? So we see in the Mishnah, Tzemesh Barashi Kvasim, the Roisha Kevis, the Seir Shebizkan Tiyoshim. Kevis, of course, is from the sheep family, and the Tiyoshim is from the goat family. In both cases, if you have a carbon oila, you go and put the Roish also on the Mizbech. Now, Rashi tells us, although there's a din by carbon oiler of hefshit means that you're supposed to skin the animal, take the skin off, that's only the rest of the guf, not on the head. On the head, you leave all of the oil on the head. Okay, so sticking out from that skin on the head, you can have the tzemer shebarashi kvasim, not typically on the face, but you can have it on the back of the head, where lahavdil by people, the mokum tefillin on the neck area, and v'seir shebizkan v'yashim, sometimes you see the goats that have a goatee. Maybe that's where the term comes from, that they have a goatee, they have a little beard. Anyway, so these things, they're attached to the head, they were not removed. Okay, you want to leave them, gizintahit. V'hat samois, bones, gizim, different types of sinews, kanayim, the horns, klafayim, the hooves. So it says the Mishnah, it depends. If, for instance, by your carbon oila, you cut it, if these things were still attached, and they were put on the Mizbeach together with the rest of the carbon, then fine, yalu, no problem. However, if they got detached, then lo yalu, then don't put them on. Where does the Mishnah take this from? Because we have a seeming contradiction between two psukim. And the Mishnah quotes the two psukim. We have one pasuk says, V'hikter ha-koyin es ha-koyil ha-mizbecha. Ha-koyil sounds like bako, mikol, kol, everything. But I have another pasuk that says, V'osis oil le-secha ha-bosav ha-dam. And you bring your carbon oily, only putting on the basar, and you're putting the dam, but you're not putting on the atzamas, gidim, karnai. Here it says ha-koyil, and here it says only basav ha-dam. So how do you allay and how do you resolve that tension between the two psukim? Says the Mishnah. Bizman shem chubarim, if they're still attached to the rest, for instance, to the basar of the carbon, then you don't have to remove it, then just leave it. Shenema, v'ikter koyin es ha-koyil ha-mizbech. If, however, whilst the kohanim are cutting up, they do the hefshit and the removing the oil, and then they go and cut it up into pieces to go and take it up to the on the kevish, to the top of the mizbeach, if in that process some of the bones fell out, or some of the kanayim fell off, or whatever it happens to be, pirshu lo yalu, don't bother putting up on the mizbeach. So these last few items have nothing to do with the halacha, that these are not supposed to be put on the mizbeach. They're not in the parsha putting on the mizbeach. They're not even the parsha even talking about it, because they're not b'nei haktara. If you remember right before we started the Mishnah, at the end of yesterday's daf, we said, Abaseifa la b'nei haktara. These are not even b'nei haktara. These are not ro'oi for aymarin or for even a carbon oil for the whole thing. These are not intended to be put on the mizbeach in the first place. If they're mechubarim, leave them. But if they're not mechubar, lo yalu. Our Mishnah doesn't say it, but Rashi already said yesterday that according to our Mishnah, it's not only Pirshu lo yalu, but if Pirshu, if they're ready on the Mizbeach, then yerdu. That's not as simple as it may sound, because in fact Tosis disagrees, Tap Tosis on Pei Vov Amud Aleph, but Rashi holds that this halacha applies at Pirshu lo yalu, and we'll see this in the Braisa in another moment. Anyway, Zukti Mar Tanraban. So the Braisa is largely following the lesson of our Mishnah, particularly the second part of the Mishnah, the Hikter Hakoyin is Hakoyil Hamizbecha. Hakoyil sounds like everything. Is the Rabbi Zatzom is Vakinu Vakenayim Vatlofai. All of these are part of the Hakoyil Hamizbecha. Yochel Afil Pishu. I would think the same thing applies, even if they have already fallen off, they're no longer attached to the carbon. Only the bas of Adam. So now the Raisa goes in reverse. I might think that there's a requirement that as the Kahanim are working on the carbon in the basement of Chaim, that they should yachloitz, they should remove the Gidim Vatzameis, and only have the Basar to go and put on the Mizbeach. So I might have thought, because it says in the Pasuk, V'sisar L'secha, Ha-Basar V'Hadam, it doesn't say anything about Gidim Vatzameis, Tamalei B'nei Koyin Es Ha-Koyil HaMizbeach. So make up your mind, is it Ha-Koyil or is it just the Basar? Ha-Ketzad, Mechubarim Yalu, like we have in the Mishnah. Once a pishu, they have fallen off, they're no longer connected, even after the... We're not talking about that it came off the marach, we're talking about the Kohen is bringing this carbon up to the top of the Mizbeach, and when he gets to the top of the Mizbeach, he notices that the Tlefayim fell off, the Kanayim fell off, it hasn't even gone to Marach yet. Even so, it's a Rosh HaMizbeach. So the Braisa Yerdu. The Braisa goes one step further than our Mishnah, because the Mishnah just simply says, Pirshu, Lo Yalu. Here the Braisa, whoever says, not only Lo Yalu, but even Yerdu. So it's Rashi back on the Amud Beis before the Mishnah. If you look at Pirshu, Rashi about 8-9 lines before the wide lines, Rashi of yesterday's Amud, Pirshu, Shechotzim in a Basar Fnei Halo Asam, they fell off. Lo Yalu. That's what we have in the Mishnah, lo yalu. Now continues on in Rashi. Vo'adinami dim olu yerdu. So Rashi holds that the Mishnah and the Braisa are the same, and as we'll see in a moment, the Gemara is going to say that this is Rebbe speaking, and therefore, if they're still down below in the basement, b'chayim pirsh lo yalu, just leave them there. Don't put them up. Mashenkin, if they're on the top of the mizbeach. What is it then? Doesn't say in the Mishnah, but the Braisa says, Yerdu. Since it's Pirshu, it has no business being the Mizbeach, take it down. So why making a big fuss about this? Because you see the top toises, he brings Yerdu, Rebbe, Pirish Rashi, Masnisan Alibei, Asya, Vari Pirish Karabana Dafgu, Mitzani Layalu, Mashmadim Olu Lo Yerdu, Vadiyam Rabban Vehikul Rabbis from Pirshu. So Rashi says that the two are the same, that both the Mishnah and the Braisa, they go according to Rebbe. We'll see who Rebbe is in another moment. However, the repeater says Karabonon and not according to Rebbe. It's a machloikis, therefore, whether our Mishnah is Rebbe. You know, who's this Rebbe that we're talking about? Back to the Gemara, fourth line, Ma Tana Tamas Lady Yom Epirishu, Yerdu Rebbe. Who's the one that holds Yerdu's Rebbe? Tesanya. We have the following Braisa. The Braisa is first going to start off with a Tana Kama. And then we're going to have Rebbe in another 5-6 lines. So the Braisa begins. The Simon. Again, dealing with the same Pesukim. Hikra Hakoinis Hakoilam is Beicha Hakoil. The Rabbis who are Tzomois v'Hagidim v'Akarnayim v'Atlofayim. So far, identical with what we've learned until now. But now the Tana Kama continues. Afilu Pirshu. Even if they're Pirshu, also put them on the Mizbech. That's square against our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Pirshu, lo yalu. And the Braisa says, Afilu Pirshu, yes, yalu. Obviously, the Tana Kama is not like our Mishnah, not like the Braisa, which we just quoted. Velmani Mekayim, Vasiso, Lesecha, Bosser, Vahadom, which sounds like only the Bosser. Lo yimalach, Ichule, Oilo, Atamachzer, Biatamachzer, Ichule, Gidim, Atzomais. Ichule means that the korban is already in the process of being consumed. And therefore, what the Braisa is telling us, if the oila, any part of the oila, in other words, particularly the basar of the oila, it was on the mizbeach, it was doing a great job, everything was, the fire was really doing, it's making this basar nicely roasted, etc. And then all of a sudden, I see that there were sparks, and the part of the oila fell off of the marocha. And now it's on the rest of the mizbeach, or theoretically even on the floor, but you assume it probably didn't go and fly that far. After all, the marocha all the way on top, not the marocha, but the mizbeach on top was 28 amas by 28 amas, it would have to be quite a jump for it to fall off the mizbeach. So presumably it's on top of the mizbeach, but once again it could be theoretically that it came off. So what happens now? So it says now, Ichulei oila atmachzer. If part of the oila is already being consumed in the flames, in the fire, yeah, put it back on. But if it's the ginubatzamas which are being nechal, forget about it, don't put it back on. So even though this Tanakama holds, pirshu ya'alu, if they fell off, put it on to the mizbeach. But here, if it fell off the marocha, and they've already been partially consumed by the flames, shishinginuk, you don't need to do anything more, and at this point you do not have to return it to the flames. Anyway, bottom line is, obviously, that Tanakam is not like our Mishnah, not like the Braisa, where it says, pirshu, lo ya'alu, or yerdu. Rebbe Oimer, Kosevechal Oimer, again the same psukim, Hikta Koydis Akol Mizbecha, Riba, because of Echal Oimer, Sisozech, what's about Dom is Miet, one says Hakoil, the other one just says the Bossa, Hakeitza, Michubarem, Yalu, Pirshu, Afilahim Barisha Mizbeach, Yerdu. So now the words at the very tail end of this Braisa are the same that we had at the top of the Omid in that first Braisa. Because if you look at starting on line 2, Hakeitzad, third line at the top of the Yomid, from the top of the Yomid, Muchubarim Yalu, Pirshu Afelahim Barashim, Mizbeach, Yerdu. Oh, look at Rebbe, same thing. Hakeitzad, Muchubarim Yalu, Pirshu Afelahim Barashim, is Yerdu. So clearly, the Tana of the first Brisa, which was unnamed, that's like Rebbe of the Brisa. Rashi extends and it says, not only is Rebbe the Tana of the first Brisa, but he's also the Tana of our Mishnah. Even though our Mishnah doesn't use the term Yerdu, it just says Layalu. That's the top Rashi. That's the top Toisis who's quoting the Rashi. That was the Rashi that we had on the Yomid Beis that we looked at before. That it's the same Rebbe, both of the Braisa and the Mishnah, that it was Pirshu Layalu. And the Braisa said, as well as if it got to the top of the Mizbeach, Yerdu. The top Toisis says that's Pirish Rashi. That the Pirshu Yerdu is Rebbe, Pirish Rashi, Masnisan, Adi Beyasya. That the Mishnah also goes according to Rebbe, and the Reish says, no, no, it goes according to Rabbanan and not according to Rebbe. In other words, you can distinguish between Loyalu and Yerdu. If it's Pirshu down below in the basement B'chaim after they've cleaned out all the schmutz from the oil, and now they're taking it all the up, and they see that left behind on the table where they cut it up are some of the Tlofayim et Kanaim, Loyalu, just leave it there, leave it there. But what happens if it was already brought up to the Mizbeach? It was attached, and when it got to the top of the Mizbeach, they fell off. Our Mishnah doesn't say, it just says, Liyam. The Braisa says, Yerdu, take it down. So it's not Muchach from the Mishnah and the Braisa that this is the same Mandiyama. Rashi says it's the same Mandiyama, that once they're Pirshu, Loyalu, and even for the top of the Mizbeach, Yerdu, take it down. But Tosis disagrees and says that that in fact is a Rabbanan. And we continue on to the next part of the Mishnah. Pirshu Layalu, however, says the Gemara Amreb Zeira Loishonu, that we said Pirshu Layalu, Elosha Pirshu Klape Mata, Ava Klape Mala, Kruvihu, the Ikrivu, the Ichul, period. What is Reb Zeira saying? We're talking about again the case of the Mishnah where Pirshu, where the Tlafayim, Karnayim fell off. Says Reb Zeira, when do we say in the Mishnah Layalu, don't bring it up? Leishano Elisha Pirshu Klape Mata. The Lashon of Reb Zeira seems to indicate we're talking about we're already on the top of the Mizbeach, and on the top of the Mizbeach Pirshu, those Tlafayim, Karnayim, etc., fell out from the cart. What do I do now? Says Loyala, don't put it on the Ma'arocha. And according to Rashi, also Yerdu, take it down. Says Reb Zeira Leishano Elisha Pirshu Klape Mata. That when they fell, and they fell off of the rest of the karm, they fell backwards from the marocha. Ava klapi mal, if they got closer to the marocha, kruvihu de krivu liichu, then rather you should put it on the marocha after all. So Reb Zeira is now introducing something new that we didn't talk about until now.
Proximity.
The proximity, but also direction. And that is, when did we say Pirshu, Loyalu, or Yerdu? That's all very, very good if you're talking about that when they fell off, they were Klapi Mata. For instance, we're carrying up the Chatichos of the oil, the Nisachim of the oil, up the Kevish, up to the top of the Mizbeach. And as the Kehanim are carrying it, schlepping it, some of the Klafayim, some of the Kanaim fell off. Maybe they fell down the ramp, or they fell down Mata, towards the bottom of the ramp. Or even if we happen to be already on top of the Mizbeach. And when they fell down towards the outside, then that's what we said. Loyalu, yerdu. However, when they fell off, they fell towards the Marocha. Ooh, this is a beta. Once it falls towards the Marocha, then yes, you should put it on after all. It's almost like it's Minashamayim that these were intended to go to the Marocha. So, yes, put them on the Marocha. Now, this is a Havamina, because the Gemara quickly falls away from it. The Gemara says, Vafilu Pirshu, are you serious? Even if they fell off the carbon, yes, they got closer to Marocha. Haven't we been saying, based on these psukim until now, Vasisa Lesecha, Abbas of Adam, only the boss. If it was Mechuber, yeah. But if it was Pirish, and remember, we're not talking according to Tanakama, we're talking according to Rebbe. According to Tanakama, Philip Pirish, yes, he put on the Mizbeach. But Rebbe said, no, Pirish, Philip Heng, Beroisha Mizbeach, Yerda. Beroisha Mizbeach, Yerda, take it out. We didn't see this distinction between Kapi, Malik, Kapi, Matha. Gemara says, Philip Pirish. See, Gemara falls away from that half a minute. And therefore says, Gemara, Omer Rabba, Hachi Ka Omar. No, what Reb Zeir is telling us is something different entirely. Lo yishanu ele shepir shuli acher zrika. Havo pir shu koidem zrika. Aso yizrika visherisinu afilemebad minayu kata disakini. Now when the Gemara goes off a little bit on a tangent, we're going to talk about, if you will, Hilchis Me'ila over here. What does the Gemara mean to say? So, Lo yishanu, when did we go and say about the pir shu that yerdu, according to the Braisa, ele shepir shuli acher zrika? Meaning, you have your carbon, either the carbon's down below basement machayim, or it happens to be on top of the mizbeach. And what happens, before they had a chance to go and put it on the marocha itself, that piece, karnayim for instance, fell off, and happened achaz rika. We're not talking about that we put it on the marocha before this rika. That was a discussion we had yesterday. Here we're talking about it's not on the marocha. However, Shapir Shuli Achaz Rika. That when did it fall off? After Zrika Saddam down below. Avapir Shu Koidim Zrika. If in fact these Tanakanaim Tofayim fell off before Zrika, then Asoy Zrika Vishirasinu. Then the Zrika was matir them that there's no din of Me'ila Bechlal, and you can make it even the Mebe Minayu Katat Sakini. You can use, for instance, one of the bones. If you're talking about an etzem, you can go and use that for a handle, for a sakin, for a knife. What is the import of all this? Pishul li'achas rika, pishul koinim zrika. So we'll see the Rashi here at the top. Rashi is six lines in the top of the Yom Loishanu. Loishanu tikama pishu yerdu, like it says in the Braisa. Umiu isno b'chlal kodshim. Even though we're saying Yerdu, it still has a status of Kachim. Elo shepir shul yachas rika. The kivin de bishas zrika mechuborim hava, because at the time of the zrika, they were still attached to the vasar. Koi vasan zrika le mizbeach. So the zrika made it like a kviyas, as if there's some sort of umbilical cord that is attaching it to the mizbeach. And mechipir shul, and now when they fall off subsequent to that, Havalu kodshim psulim. They're kodshim, but they are like kodshim which are posel. Meaning, just like all the kodshim which are posel that we said, im olu yerdu, here too, yerdu. That's what it says in the Braisa. Aval, pirshu lefnei zrika, tibisha zrika, labanim izbeach hayu. At the time of the zrika, they weren't even attached to the carbon anymore. Aso yzrika, vishirisinu lehedjit, the zrika goes and makes it totally, totally mutter, even for hedjit. Just like the Zrika was the matir and the machshir, that what, from now on, the basa can be consumed, either by the kahanim or by the zorim, depending on kachik kudishim, kachik kalim. So l'hochi koi, that's what the purpose of the Zrika was, to be matir the rest of the karmim. So then it's matter the atzamas for what they are now standing. In other words, what do you use these atzamas for? You would normally use an etzam, at least in the good old days, for hammers, for shovels, for the handle of the sakin. That's what you can use it for, because the zrika was matter. Right? Hanuas kehanim k'Rabbi Shmuel, that's like the kanzah. Hanuas kehanim, that Rabbi Shmuel said, that the who's Rabbi Yishmael. We're going to have that another line as soon as we get to it.
So if the bones were on the ground, they never were taken up. The Zerika would mock them from, would release them from Me'ila anyway.
From
so
up
we
above.
We deem the Zerika to release it since they're no longer a secondary to the Haktara.
Mm-hmm.
We deem them even since they're parosh as if they were on the ground and Me'ila evaporates.
Exactly correct. Now this is Rabbi speaking. We're going to see in another few lines. Yeah, Rabbi Lozer is going to hold just the opposite. But let's wait for Rabbi Lozer when we get to it. So Gemara Sovela, Rabba, who just explained Rab Zvid with this Leishon of Koydem Zvik L'Achaz Rika, so Lagyam Rabbi Yechem Mishim Rabbi Yishmael, the Nemer Lo Yiyah Bi Oila, the Nemer Lo Yiyah Bi Oshem. I have Gzeir Shabbat. V'yobot Gzeir Shabbat, if you have the Torah or Shalom, number 3, HaKoyim Akrab Es Oilas Ish, or Oila HaShehikrab LaKoyim Lo Yiyah. Oh, we're talking about the Hanuas Kohen, like Rashi referred to it. The Kohen gets the or. So it says, Lo Yi. Next passage is by an Osher. Kachatas Ka Osher Mo. Toyra Achas Lehem, like a Kohen, a Sheikhab Reboi, Lo Yi. Okay. Zok the Gemara. Nehem Lo Yi Ba Oil, Nehem Lo Yi Ba Osher Ma Osher Matzmoisa Mutarim, Av Oila Atzmoisa Mutarim. Just like by the Osher, the Atzmoisa Mutar, fully. It fully belongs to the Kehanim, so too the Atzomais of the Oila in this situation where it was pre-Zrika, also totally mutter. Now, when we have over here Lo Yia Lo Yia, that's a Gzeira Shava, and like all Gzeira Shavas, you can always try to ask a Pircha unless it's Mufni. Mufni means that they're both extra Ibrik, extraneous. It's unnecessary because it's duplicative and repetitive. Zok Timur, yes, it's Mufni. Diloy Mufni, if I didn't have the benefit of Mufni, Ikla Mifrach, Mala Oshem, she came Besoroi, Mutter. Do you have a 9 over there?
Yeah, strange.
Very strange. Diloy Mufni, Ikla Mifrach, Mala Oshem, she came Besoroi, Mutter. Meaning, how can you compare an Oshem to an Oila? The reason why Oshem, the Atzamay, is a Mutter, is because the Basar is Mutter. Mashenkin, you're talking about a carbon Oila, the Basar is Asur, so maybe the Knaim and the Tzomais are also awesome.
But don't they go according to the or?
They go by the or. The skin.
The skin.
When you're talking about the
or. The Ola, the skin goes to the Kohanim. So the Chatas and the Asham, who gets the or?
You know, what you're saying is correct, but the Gemara is saying, but from the Lo Yia, I'm expanding upon it to say that the Kohanim not only getting the or, but they can go and get the Tzomais and use them as a handle for a knife. What's the Raya? Not from the Hilchas Oila, Hilchas Orhu Oila, but because it's a Lo Yi, I'm at a Lo Yi, and I learned it from Asham. So, well, the reason why by Asham, perhaps, there is a heter of the Atzamah is because it's even a heter on the Basar. However, an Oila with a Basar is Asar, perhaps the Atzamahs are also Asar. Says Imara Lo Yi, Yasedik said. In fact, the word Lo Yi is extra. No, how is it extra? So Rashi says, if you look at Rashi halfway down the Omid, Lo Yi, Yasedik. The Motzil Mechdev or Hu Oila Asha Hikriv La Koyen Lo Yia Lomali. And to say or Oila Asha Hikriv La Koyen kind of stops in the middle. You don't need Lo Yia. So down below the Shittim Kubesda says that what the Gemara means to say is it could have said Asha Hikriv La Koyen Yia. I don't need the Loy. After all, we're talking about the Koyen. Would you need to go and say Lo to? If it was a woman, of course, the Kohen is not, Kohanois don't do the Avoida, the Kohanim do the Avoida. So easily the Pasuk could have said, Vasisa Lisecha Bos Ba'adam, then, that's the wrong Pasuk. Number 3, Vakoina Makrivus Oilas Ish, or Oila Hashehikriv, La Kohen, Yeah. Why do you have to say La Kohen, Lo Yeah? To the Kohen, to him, it will be. La Kohen, Yeah, it should be for the Kohen. The extra word is Loi. And that's why it now becomes Mufna. Since it's Mufna, I can learn it from the Asham, even though Al Pi Svara there might be differences between Asham and Oila. But since it's Mufna, we can go and learn one from the other. Masur Ravada Barahav. Atzom is Kochim Lefnei Zeriko Moi Alen Behem. La'aka Zeriko Ein Mehalben. Now this is talking about Atzom is Kochim, which Rashi says are Ne'echolim. Like the Asham that we just said, or Achatas, which are Ne'echol Kahanim. Okay, so what does the Braisa say? The Atzamas of this Kochim before Zrika, because the Zrika has not removed the Me'ila, like we spoke about yesterday, by Kochi Kudishim, the me'ila attaches upon consecrating, upon being makdish the carbon. When does the me'ila leave? At the time of the zrika. Oh, so some of the nei zrika, me'alamed is the me'ila. La'achas zrika, what's the zrika? Me'alamed, after all, from this point on, you're allowed to eat from the basar. So you're allowed to go and use the atzamas for whatever you're going to use them.
We made a distinction, though, whether or not you did, it was separated before the Zerika or not. So if you
had to making that distinction now.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Why aren't we making that distinction?
Well, 1 second, we're not done yet. We're at the moment, we're still in the middle of the Braisa. So the Braisa begins. Atzamas kochim, which are not oila, lefnei Zerika miyam ben, lachas Zerika ein miyam ben. V'shol oila miyalin behen li oilam. By oila, there's no distinction. Lefnei zrika, li'acha zrika, they're always aser. Bearing in mind that oila, from the moment that you makdish it, it's kodesh kodesh, it has a din of me'ila. And even after the zrika, I still cannot eat from this oila because it remains kodesh Hashem for the rest of its life, with the exception, of course, of the or. But we're not talking about or over here, we're talking about the atzamos. So therefore, everything else, the oila, miyam ben oilam, after as many zrikas as you want to make, you'll do shtayim shein arba. But nevertheless, it continues to have a din of me'ila. Oh, 1 second. So you're saying the gabe oila, there's always a din of me'ila. So that seems to be shverner rabba, because rabba made a distinction between, as Brother Shai pointed out, pesha koinim zrika, oliacha zrika. Also, there's a possibility of removing me'ila from the atzamois of the oila. But here it says atzamois oila. It's always me'al ben le'oilam. And for the Gemara, Eima, change the Lashon of Braisa slightly. Till now we said, Mishal oila, me'al ben le'oilam. Eima, Mishal oila, Pishu. This is the point that you were making before. Pishu, lefnei zrika, Eima, me'al ben. If they were Polish before the zrika, there's no din of me'ila. Why is there no din of me'ila? Because as we said before,
they're like the or, they're separated, they're not part of Akhtara.
Exactly. Then Rashi says they're not even part of the Parsha of Haktorah at all, and therefore no din of Me'ila. And La'acha Zrika, however, if it was Pishu only after the Zrika, then it was Bishas Zrika, it was still Mechuber to the carbon.
Haktorah is Kololit into Achilas Mizbeach.
Exactly right, and therefore, just like on the Basar, there's a din of Me'ila, continues to be a din of Me'ila because it's not for Kahanim to eat, it's not for Yisraelim, it's only for the Mizbeach to eat. So therefore, Me'am El Oilam, that Me'ila stays forever. So this is consistent with this new gears, it's consistent with what Rabbi said. However, Pliga de Rabbi Lazar, without talking about Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua the Tana, which is Rabbi Lazar,
the Amoira,
and therefore he is now arguing with Rabbi. What does he say? The Amoira Blazar, Pinishu lefnei zrika, my alin behen, the achaz zrika loy mehelin v'loy me alin. It's what we call in Yiddish punk fakert, just the opposite. If it's Pishul of Nezrika, the Me'ila attaches forever. Uh-huh. Why? Because the Zrika was never Chal on the Atzamois. The Zrika was only Chal on the Basar. And by a normal Korban, it would go be Matarit for Achila. Here, by Korban Oila, it's Matarit to go put on the Mizbeach. But the Basar. The Zrika is Matar, the Basar to put on the Mizbeach.
And the Atzamos.
That's, no, the Atzamos. If they're Pishul of Nezrika, Me'alim behem, the Zrika has not helped to be matter them in any way. They remain the way they were until now. Until now there was an Isram Ila. The Isram Ila continues to attach to it, even though there was Pirish Lefnei Zrika, Me'alim behem. However, if it's Le'acha Zrika, then Loi Me'alim, there's no din of Me'ila. Aye, Loi Nehenen, that's whenever you see the Gemara, Loi Nehenen of Le'alim, means Midrabanan. Minatoyed Me'ila has gone away, because it was still attached to the carbon at the time of the Zrika. So the Zrika was Matya, no longer did a Me'ila. However, let's take a look at the Rashi, how he explains it. Rashi is Upliga Derbulaza Adir Rabba. It's a little bit past halfway down. Perishul of Nezrika, about 10 lines before it says Masnisin in the Rashi. Perishul of Nezrika, Me'al Behem Le'oilam. The Kibin de Perishul Inu La B'nei Haktor Ninu. Lo Yahanelu Zrika. The Zrika didn't have any chalois, any effect whatsoever on these atzamos. Umisiraya kind of remained the same issue that they were before. That's when they were Pishul of Nezrika. So even though the Zrika took place a minute later, whenever the Zrika took place, it didn't touch them, it had no effect on them. Because Zrika only has an effect on the carbon. This is already outside of the carbon, extraneous, external to the carbon. So it didn't have any effect whatsoever. Which is just the opposite of what Rashi said at the top. Rashi said that since there are pishul of nizrika, if you look at Rashi, about 10 lines at the top of the Yama, that was the Rabbah speaking, avo pishul of nizrika, dibishaz rika labane mizbeach hoyu, so izrika bishir similar hajjin. Since they were not b'nei mizbeach, because they were no longer attached to the carbon, so the zrika was mat to them. Okay, now you can use, even a hedge can go and use it. Here, however, Rashi says, by Rabbi Lazar, it's the exact reverse. That lefnei zrika, the iser me'ila never gets removed. Why not? Because normally zrika is a matir. The zrika is not matir, these are tumas, because they weren't attached to the basar. Remain osaliyot. Oh, however, pishuli acha zrika, where the Gemara said before, according to Rabbah, that if it was achaz rika, then they were part and parcel of the carbon bishas, the zrika, and so therefore it blives like karbonois. Zark Gemara, pishul achaz rika, loy nehelem mid rabbanon, v'loy me'alin min ha'atoyre ker bishmol de gomar mi lo yia di osham, vi osham pishul achaz rika, v'adi basa ishtu, bezrika lakan. So bottom line is, according to Rabbah, if there was pishul lifnei zrika, it's mutter even lehedjit. If it's liacha zrika, then it blives like kochim psulim, Rashi said at the top, and therefore it continues to have a din of me'ila. But Rabbi Lazar said just the opposite. Pishul lifnei zrika, the me'ila continues because the zrika had no effect whatsoever on these atzamas, which were no longer attached to the carbon. But liacha zrika, then if it was only pishul achazrik, so it was attached to the carbon bishazazrika, the zrika was matarit to take away the iser of the me'ila.
So they also have different views with regards to the ore?
Exactly. Is it how
does the separate?
Ore is never oil on the mizbech, and there are no shaykhs. But when you have the...
It
makes no difference. The hefshit is always done down below. As soon as they go and shech the carbon, they take the oila and they hang it up on these little pillars which were on the tzofen, right? They move them on the tzofen of the side of the mizbeach, and the first thing they do is they flay it, they take off the skin. So the skin is the first thing that goes off. Then they start going and cutting it up. The discussion in the Mishnah, notice the Mishnah didn't mention anything about art. The whole Mishnah was only talking about the atzamos, yidin, karnayim, v'tlafayim, which are part and parcel of the rest of the guf of the animal, that if any one of them was still mechubber to the animal after all the chopping and the cutting, and they somehow were still mechubber, then just leave it on. What happens if pishul? Then don't put it on. And even if it's on the top, said Rebbe, take it down. Now we're talking about the gavi, those four items. When were they pishul? Were they pishul before the zrika, or the pishul after the zrika? But the hefshet, by definition, is always before the zrika, and it never is part of the carbon. And that automatically goes to the kahanim. Your zrika, nishrika, eventually you have to have a zrika. If the carbon is possible, presumably the kahanim wouldn't get it. Because just like they can't put the basar on the mizbeach any longer because it became possible somehow. So the same thing would be all the rest of these things. But assuming that eventually there was a proper zrika and everything became great and the carbon is now brought to the ratzin lehem and ratzin for Klal Yisrael, ratzin for Rabbeinu Shalom and the reich nichoyach and all the rest, then the or becomes mutter and the or is never mechubber or pirish. It's always pirish because you remove that at the outset before you even do the nitach oisel and tzachem. And now we go on to the next Mishnah, Zukta Mishnah. Now we were mostly talking about things which were attached and fell off prior to going on the Mizbeach or on top of the Mizbeach. But now we're going to focus more on the poikin. Poikin means if something was attached to the carbon on the Maracha and a result of sparks flying in the on the Maracha, things tend to fall down. Do you put it back? Yes or no? Zukta Mishnah. The kulon shepoku me al gabi mizbeach. Vos mein kulon? So Rashi says, we are talking about not only the atzamas v'gidin that we were speaking about in the previous Mishnah, but also talking about earlier Mishnayis, where we talked about yesterday about the psulin, those psulin shehoyu b'kodesh, the lon mit the yoytzim, the tamein, the nishchat, chutz lezmani, all of those, im olu lo yerdu. What happens now if the kulin shepakul mi'algam mizbeach? What happens if they fall down from the mizbeach, presumably on the floor? Rashi says shepakul mizbeach lo oretz. In other words, they were already on the marachab. Where when we're talking about pakul, we don't mean pirshu like the Gemara was talking about before. We're talking about pakul. They were on the marachab, on the fire, and then
They popped off.
They popped off from the
fell off the Mizbeach.
And they fell off
11 feet.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? A very large amount. Because Jabokim Yigal Mizbeach, Lo Yachzir. Now Rashi says, Lo Yachzir means Ein Tzorech Lachzir. You don't have to put it back. You can if you want to. Because after all, these were among those that Im Olu Lo Yerdu. It's already there. Leave it. But what happens if as a result of the sparks and the fire it fell off? Lo Yachzir. Suppose you shall Lo Yachzir means don't put it back. Says Rashi, you can if you want to, but you don't have to. Once it's ready, Ashtikl Mu'uchel on the Mizbeach, it's fine. V'chein Gacheles Shepokmi Algami Mizbeach, Lo Yachzir. Same thing would apply to any type of Gacheles, a coal that fell off the Mizbeach, Lo Yachzir, you can leave it on the ground. This is, of course, talking about those things which were psulim in the beginning, or the Atzamas Begin that we spoke about that were Mechubar. Okay, leave those. But once they're pakel, then you don't have to go and put them back. But part of the regular carbon, what about the regular hektar ho'aymerin, or a vorim of a kosher carbon, what happens now? Oh, so the Mishnah, a vorim shepakel me'agam mizbeach. You put a carbon oil on the mizbeach, all the vorim, and guess what happens? And they also fell down from the mizbeach. Now it depends at what time did they fall down. Koidim chatzois, if it was before 12 o'clock midnight, yachzir, put it back on. Mi'alan behem, and there's a din of me'ilah, because they're not fully cooked or baked, so to speak, or roasted. Ve'achar chatzois, once it's after chatzois, lo yachzir, do not put it back. Ve'ein mi'alan behem, there's no longer a din of me'ilah, because they are already deshen, or the status of deshen, and so therefore they no longer have a mamashis of kodshim.
Nasa mitzvasan,
very good. And so there's no further din of mila. We're going to talk a little bit more about this in the Gemara, that why before chatzois does it say yachzir, and the after chatzois lo yachzir.
It's a rabbinic deadline, it's not a deraisa deadline.
Well, you'll soon find out whether it's deraisa drabban. Not so simple. We're going to get to it. By the way, that you said in the Alan Boy, because Rabbi Shnas Mitzvosai, Rashi quotes you, the last Rashi in the Mishnah.
I don't think Rashi quotes me.
But he had you in mind, future okay. Generations. The Ein Ma'alan Ben, the last Rashi.
Rabbi Shnas Mitzvosai,
Ein Ma'alan Ben, right. Okay, so I'm sure you're to free. Anyway, so the Mishnah continues on. Kishim Shemizbeach Mekadish, Saroy Lekacha, Kevish Mekadish. In other words, we're saying that the Kevish, the Ram, for these purposes, has the same din of the Kedushas Mizbeach, and so therefore, anything when you're talking about the Mizbeach infuses whatever came to it with Kedusha, and that's why, for instance, if you had those karbonois which were possible, but they were psulim b'kodesh, you shouldn't have put them on. But once you put them on, im olu lo yerdu, same thing applies to the Kevish. Kishim Shemizbeach Mekadesh, Kacha Kevish Mekadesh. And Kishim Shemizbeach HaKevish Mekadeshim Esaroy Lehen, Kacha Kelim Mekadeshim. What does that mean, Kacha Kelim Mekadeshim? Miachem Farish Be Gemara, not today, hopefully tomorrow. Jokti Mar, we started off, the middle of the Mishnah made this distinction between Lefnei Chatzois and Li'acher Chatzois. Gemara wants to know.
Kulan, when it says Kulan Shepaku, yeah. What's the difference between that and the end of the Mishnah, before Chatzor or not?
The Kulan Shepaku is referring to the psulim that we talked about before. For instance, if you had a carbon that became possible in the Beis Hamikdash, came possible biyotze, lon, tome, pigle, all those bad things, said the previous Mishnah yesterday, im olu lo yerdu, don't put it on the Mizbeach. But if you put it on the Mizbeach lo yerdu, don't take it down. Leave it there on the Marach. Okay, fine.
But if it falls, don't bring it up.
Exactly. If it falls off the Mizbeach, 11 feet, like you said, fell to the ground, lo yachzir, pashim shad, whatever the cheshbon is, whatever the arithmetic.
Lo yachzir. It's 50 feet.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be 50 feet in all directions, because it's square. So at the moment, most you're talking about is 14, and right, 14 each side.
But the height, I'm talking about the height. The height is...
Well, the height doesn't make a difference. If a person is at the top of a roof, if the roof happens to be 10 feet tall, or if it's 1,000 feet tall, he falls down,
But the Corbin has 4 feet.
Yeah, that's for sure. Exactly. That's some feet, what you're saying. What happens if it's on the Mizbeach, those feet, you take them down, put them up?
Down, it would be a defeat.
It would be a defeat.
So what's the height of the Mizbeach? What's the height of the Mizbeach?
It's 10 amas, including the Quran. Apparently. Without the grounds, it's only 9 feet, nine amas.
So it's roughly 18 feet.
Roughly 18 feet, correct. Yeah. But once it falls off, right? It's not going to stop midair. I already fell enough, I have 35 feet, why should I fall more? Unless it falls on the side of it, of course, yeah. Anyway, getting back to our Mishnah. So we said that Kshim Mizbech Makadish, Kshim Mizbech and the Kevish, so Kalim, which Kalim we're talking about in Yad Shem, we'll learn that in the Gemara. But in the meantime, Zuk Gemara, let's go back to the middle case of the Mishnah. Middle case of the Mishnah, forget about now all the Psulim, forget about now the Atzamis, but the Gidim, now we're talking about the regular Karban itself, the Evarim of the Karban Oila, which are now on the Mizbeach. If Pakuf, they fell off the Mizbeach before Chatzais, put them back. If it fell after Chatzais, don't put it back. Or like Rashi said before, you don't need to put it back. Now the question is, hey Chidami, what are we talking about? Id ispu mamish afil le'achar chatzois nami. Id lespu mamish afil le'koidim chatzois nami like. What means mamish? Mamish means, how far have they been burned? Have they are only very lightly burned on the Mizbeach, and they fell down? So they really have not been consumed. So then, even after Chatzois, you should have to go and put them back. If you're telling me, no, that they are nicely consumed already, and they, you know, they're on target to become, the Gemara quotes, pechem, ash, deshen, very, very shortly, charcoal. So then charcoal, so even before Chatzois, so why are you saying put it back? It's, I see it's already, it's almost ash, it's totally white, you don't see fair-tick. It. It's fair-tick. Oh, so just like you want, it is mamish. Mamish means that it's still, you see the original aver with all the basar on it, and it's still, you know, still raw, or semi-raw. Even after Chatzos, you should have to put it back. It's not been consumed. I mean, that's the mitzvah of the oil you're supposed to burn. The hikter is a koilam is bech. Elamai, eat the last mamish. If you're telling me not, it's already all over. Even before Chatzos. It's talking about that it is bishriri. Now, what means bishriri? Bishriri means it's somewhere in between. You look at the top, Rashi bishriri. It means kashin. Kashin means it's now hard as a rock, if you will. Shiniskashu machmasa eish. This, at one time, this basar was nice and soft and red and all of that. And now it's become hard like a rock, machmasa eish. Shishgizontai, shisholta bekula, minisrafu. Elishleinasu pechem. Pechem means it hasn't become sword dust. It has gizontai. It hasn't become fire dust. It hasn't become charcoal yet. If you take it, it feels like a dried out piece of wood, or we might say feels as hard as a rock, but it's not pechem, it's not at the point yet where it's falling apart and becoming charcoal. So at that point, says our Gemara, if that's where it is at the shriri point, before chatzois, put it back on, gesundheit, then it should become taka charcoal, it should become dasha. If it's already after chatzois, then you can, if it fell off, don't take it off, but if it fell off, just leave it. You don't have to put it back on the Mizbeach. Frankly, when we're on Mili, where do you get this from? So you remember Barry said, it sounds like it's a Durabonim Dikka thing. Before Chatzais, after Chatzais. The Torah doesn't say anything about before, after Chatzais. Omer Avrav says, in fact, I learned this din. The Rabbanim, of course, learned it. It doesn't say B'feish in the Torah. But the Rabbanim did it based on a seeming contradiction in Psukim. What's the contradiction? Omer Rav, Kosev Echad, in one passage says, Kol HaLaila V'Hikter. Kosev Echad, Omer, Kol HaLaila V'Heirim. It's either one or the other. The whole night is Hikter, the whole night is Heirim. Chalkeyu, Chetzilak T'Aram, V'Chetzilah Rama. Now the question is, where does it say these words, Kol HaLaila V'Hikter, Kol HaLaila V'Heirim? There are in fact no pasuk that says these words directly. As you'll see, we're going to explain the pasuk that way. If you look at number one of the Torah Ora Shalem, that's the pasuk that we have in the beginning of Parashas Tzav, which we've quoted many times before. Vayedaber Shem Moshe Leimar. Next pasuk Tzav, that's where the name of the parasha comes from. Tzav is Aharon v'Zbanav Leim Mezois Torah Oila. He Oila Al Moita Al Mezbeach Kol Alayla Ad Boiker Ve'Eish Mezbeach Tukad Boy. So what's the din? What's the Torah Oila? Torah Oila is you put on the Moita. Moita means on the fire, on the Maroch Al Mezbeach. How long does it last there? Kol HaLaila, Agantze Nacht, Ad HaBoiker until the morning, the Eish HaMizbeach Tukad Boy, and the fire of the Mizbeach burns in it, in the Marocha, and in that carbon. Okay, so now, it clearly says in the Pasuk, Kol HaLaila, al mizbeach kalayt. It does not say the word vehikter, but Rashi says that the words ve'esh ha-mizbeach tu kadboi, that means vehikter. I mean, logically, it makes a lot of sense. It's kol ha-layla, leave it on the fire, vehikter, and let the esh ha-mizbeach tu kadboi, let it burn and roast and toast and burn, etc., be consumed in the fire, and ganze nacht. Because of Echor Oim, and then there's a second pasuk kol ha-layla v'heirim. If you look at pasuk number two, this pasuk number two is directly after the prior pasuk in Parshas Tzav, right? That's Vav Beis, and this is Vav Gimel. We're now talking about in the morning, what happens now? The Kohen is supposed to get up, put on his begodim, and do the Truma Sadeshin. For Lovash HaKohen Midoivad, Midoivad means his begodim, Umichtasevad, ultimate part of the begodim, Hilbash HaPsarei, V'heirim HaSadeshin does Truma Sadeshin, Shatoich HaLo Eish, Esa Oila Mezbeach, V'Soma Yetzel Mezbeach. That's that small amount that one takes off from the top of the Mezbeach, regardless of whether the Mezbeach is full of ash, or even if there's only a minimal amount of ash. Every single day you have Truma Sadeshin. First Kohen who gets it, there was a pious, Gemara explains, in Yuma in greater degree, to a great degree. And now that Kohen goes up, takes down the Deshen, what does he do? He puts it next to the Mizbeach on the floor, and as we've learned in the past, miraculously, it was absorbed into the floor, and you never had to sweep it away.
It's incredible.
Mamish incredible. Okay. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so now, in that Pasuk, V'heirim HaSadeshin, the words kol ha-layla don't appear anywhere.
Yeah.
Right? V'lo v'shakoyim midavad, V'heirim HaSadeshin is called kol ha-layla. However, the Gemara is learning from the smichus of the two psukim. The previous pasuk said kol ha-layla, and then the next pasuk says V'heirim. So that's the kol ha-layla V'heirim. You left the korban, the oil on the mizbeach, agan tzanach kol ha-layla, and then it says in the morning V'heirim that you go and take it off. Ah, so here it says kol ha-layla V'heirim, kol ha-layla V'heirim. Now the worry, although when I started the pasuk beis, v'lo v'shakoyim midavad, michsevad, that he does it in the morning, doesn't say that in the morning. That was the common custom, and as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, it wasn't necessarily the custom every single day. It depended on the day. We'll see that shortly. Usually on a regular, normal day, a day like today, Tuesday, Yutes Kislev, Tag Grace V'Yotzat V'Medjit Tzomagin, but on the normal, today's Yutes. Yesterday was Yutes.
Yad Kislev is also the...
Yes, from Mittel Babich. For that, you have to go to Chabad, and they'll tell you more about that. The Rebbe was befried, and what happened. Chas Shom, from Babich Rebbe, the Balatanya, Grace Agudel. But getting back to our, even the Mishnah Berurah often quotes from Shulchan Aruch Harav of the Balatanya, that was the first Lubavitcher Rebbe. Anyway, V'lovach HaKoyim Midevad, so that second Pasuk says, when it's time for the Truma Sadeshin, you can't just run up in your regular, normal clothing, but you have to go and put on the big dekuna, and then you go up and you take it down. When that takes place, it doesn't say. We'll talk about that the Gemara shortly.
But it's a big day.
It's a big day. A regular day, they did attack a Lois HaShachar time, or Krois HaGever. Krois HaGever means either the rooster or a person that was running around waking up all the Kahana, waking up all the people, whatever. But the point is, that's when it was normally done. It doesn't have to be. The Pasuk on the surface said, kol ha-layla, it's on the Mizbeach, and at some time, V'heirim, you take it off. So therefore, the Gemara is learning that these two psukim are telling us l'choira contrary dinim. One of them says kol ha-layla v'hikter, that it should be v'esh mizbeach tukabai, leave it there, the ganze nacht. And the next pasuk is saying kol ha-layla v'heirim, you're supposed to pick up the deshen when it's appropriate, even the middle of the night. So which way is it? Do you leave it on the whole night for Hikter and it should burn and burn and burn? Or at some time during the night, V'heirim, do you take it off?
The Pasuk says, I should tochel ha'esh, after it's become ash.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not dependent on the Lila.
Fine. So what happens at Shetochel ha'esh? What happens at 9 o'clock at night? You look at the Mizbeach, it's already totally mu'uchel, totally eaten up. So should you just leave it there, or can you take it off?
It's the lesser of the two. Either, it's not dependent on one, it's dependent on both.
Okay. But that's a beautiful pasuk. That's a beautiful pshat. I love that pshat. Rav, whoever learns the second pshat. The pshat that he learns is that you take every single night and you split it in half. And that is, until the first half of the night, that's the kol ha-layla v'heirim. And the second part of the night is kol ha-layla v'heirim. However, this is all, remember, in the case of shriri. If you're talking about the attack of the thing is totally consumed at its deshen, sure, you can go and take it off already the first half of the night. You don't have to wait till the second half of the night. However, if it's still in shriri form post the so during chatzoy, before chatzoy, certainly leave it on the mizbeach, and if it fell off, put it back on the mizbeach. After chatzoy, if it's already shriri, even though it's not deshen yet, then you do not have to put it back on the mizbeach because it's already the second half of the night, as we'll see shortly in the Gemara. So that's the makor for our Mishnah before chatzoyis and after chatzoyis. Masim Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says that sounds strange because I have a befeirush braisa called the Holy Yoim Tournament Mizbeach Mekroisa Gever Oy Samach Loy Milfanav Oy Mi Achrav. This is what we were talking about a moment ago, that when you're talking about the Trumas Hadeshen, when was that effected? At Kreis HaGever. Kreis HaGever was usually shortly before Alois HaShachar. Whatever Alois HaShachar is on your Mai's Manim list, go back 15 minutes earlier, that's Kreis HaGever when either the Sech V'Vina, the rooster starts crowing, or it's Kreis HaGever that is a person running around who can have...
That's Gavini?
Sorry?
Gavini?
Gavini Kreis, yeah. Gavini, very good, very good. You're really cooking with gas. In preparation for the big chasanam yetzishan. So Gemini Kruz was a veker. Veker means he was a waker. Even I remember in certain yeshivas in my day, when I was in the dormitory in Tor Vadas, there was a person already at 6 o'clock, 6:30, whatever the time was, he would be walking up and down the hall and say, Kom la voidas aboire.
Same.
You had the same one in your yeshiva.
Itri? Itri,
yeah.
Come. Sorry? Amir did not come to the first one. Sorry. Nishgaben? Anyway, so the Gemara says, B'chiyoy my termes, Mizbeach, Mekroyis HaGever, from that time of the waking, Oysamachloy Mufanov, it could be a few minutes before, Me'ach, a few minutes afterwards. In other words, this is an approximate time, there was no specific time. Aha. However, B'yoy Makipurim, it was B'chatzois. They did the Trumas Hadeshen, midnight time. B'regolim on Yontif, B'ashmoyis HaRishoyna, when the first Ashmoris Rishoyna, there were three Ashmoris, I mean, not like three or four, but we hold it there three, and so the Ashmoris Rishoyna would have been at 10 o'clock. In other words, you split up 12 hours of the night into three, so the first Ashmoris ends at 10, and then the second one goes from 10 until 2, and then 2 until 6 in the morning. Okay, so really early, at 10 o'clock, they're already removing the desh. So you stay in the Braisa. So Freit Yitzhak Kahana, these Okataitach, if we're going to learn like you, Rav, they were not talking about the Rav. It was Rabbanan. The Rabbanans, of course, can always go and are very, very flexible. On a regular day, 12 and 12, until Chatzos, after Chatzos. On Yom Kippur, we make it early. We do the Trumas Hadeshen already from Chatzos. On Regalim, we do from 10 o'clock. But it's Diraisa. How are you playing around with Diraisas? If it's the din is until 12 o'clock, leave all of the Kabbanas and Dash and everything until 12 o'clock. How are they taking it before? Everything was Omer of Yoichanan. Mi mashish nemer kol alayla en yedesh ad boiker. Ma tam aloy mer ad boiker. Ten boiker le bokroi shel layla. What does that mean? So Rashi explains that there are really two separate zmanim that we're talking about. One, it's the 12 and 12, and the other are these new zmanim that we just said, that from 12 o'clock you could already do the Trumas Hadeshen and Yom Kippur, and from 10 o'clock on Regal. So how does that work out? So Rashi explains the following. Let's take a look at the Rashi. Omer b'yoichanan garis legasin ela, mimashishinem, the first of the wide lines, mimashishinem, kloina, kiroi kirirav mitarzi. We already answered the stira of the two psukim, kalalai v'hektor, kalalai v'herim, 12 and 12. Ulashmina dechatzois oise ikul Bishriri. Shriri we had at the top of the omen. It's hard as a rock, hard as a dry piece of wood. In such a case, the koinim chatzois him b'chlal hektar. Before chatzois, if it falls down, falls off the mizbech, put it back again. Once 12 o'clock has passed, what's the din? If it's roi l'haroma kedeshen, good. If they're totally mi'uchol, then even before chatzos. Okay, so bottom line is, what is he answering? What he's answering is, if you're talking about that it is shriri, then if it's before chatzos, put it back. If it's after chatzois, you no longer have to put it back. But what happens if it's mu'uchel legamri? Mu'uchel legamri means it's not just shriri. It's full-fledged ash. That even koyim b'choydim chatzois, you can take it off. And that's what we're referring to over here in this braisa. Then on a normal day, when things were normal, there was a normal amount of traffic throughout the day, all you had to do is a truas edeshin shortly before Alois HaShachar, and then after Alois HaShachar, everybody starts getting ready with the Tomat Shol Shachar, and they're getting ready with the first ketoidus that you put inside the Mizbech HaPanimi. So that was on a regular day when you had normal traffic. However, if you're talking about on a day like Yom Kippur, then you have to have extra time. The Gemara will say, Mishum Chulsha de Koyin Godar.
He's the only one doing any work that
day. Okay, we're going to get to that point shortly. It's not so clear. We're going to get to that point shortly. So Mishum Chulsha de Koyin Godar. We're concerned about the Koyin Godar. After all, he's going to be heavy-duty work, and he's also going to be fasting like everybody else.
And he's not sleeping, so he doesn't become
powerful. And he didn't sleep the night before either. Yeah. So he must be oskimichid, he must be tired, he must be worn out. So we make sure that we already do the Trumas Hadeshin from Chatzos. But what Trumas Hadeshin? Not of the Shriri types. Here we're talking about that it's Mu'ucha Legamri. Oh, Mu'ucha Legamri. For that, you don't have to wait until the morning. Mu'ucha Legamri, even at Chatzos time. If you see it's total Deshin, take it off. You can use the Trumas Hadeshin. On Regalim, same halacha applies. If it happens to be the Shriri until 12 o'clock, if it falls off, put it back. After 12 o'clock, you don't have to put it back. But don't take it off yet. When do you take it off? If it's totally consumed, where it's kedeshin. Oh, when it's like deshin, even from 10 o'clock, you can go and take it off. So therefore, there's no stira between Rav's interpretation of the 12 o'clock pre-12 and post-12 of our Mishnah. That's all talking about the shriri case. While when our Mishnah, or this braisa that Rav Kahana brought, of the deshin, we mean it's not already deshin. Oh, it's already deshin. So then, even before 12 o'clock, you can remove it in the case, for instance, of the Ashmari Rishoina on the Yom Tov. So getting back now to the Gemara, so Rabbi Yochanan Mashiach Dema Kalayla, and he dash out of Biker. So what Rabbi Yochanan is now focusing on is that the Pasuk is somewhat redundant, because the first Pasuk that we quoted, Al Moital Mizbeach Kalayla, the Kalayla means the whole night. Out of Biker, until the morning. Now, of course it's until the morning. And it was then. That means Kalalayla, right? So what means Ad Biker? And there's Ad Biker, Matamalim Ad Biker, then Biker Le Bokr Shalayla. What it comes to tell you is that yes, there is your normal Biker, Alois HaShachar type of Biker, and then you can add an additional Biker to that. So you don't have to wait Kalalayla, but you have an earlier Biker. When is that earlier biker? If it's in total deshen, then you can take it off even prior to the biker. Hilka kol yoyim emekreisa gever zay. On a regular day, normal business in the Beis Hamikdash, you don't need to go anywhere or any earlier than the Trumas Hadeshen, which is shortly before Alois HaShachar. However, if you're talking about Yom Kippur, Mishim Chol Shul Koyin Gadol, that's Mechatzayis. Now what does that mean, that this Chol Shul Koyin Gadol? So you were saying before, because the Koyin Gadol is the only one that does work that day. So it sounds like the Kohen Gadol is the one that does the Trumas Hadeshen as well. So we don't want to go and bunch it all up together after Amud HaShachar. We already started Chatzos to give him somewhat of a breather, give him more time to do the break.
Space out the work.
Exactly. However, Tosis on the bottom discusses it, that it's not so simple. If you look at the last Tosis, Shem Chol Shel Kohen Gadol Mechatzos, Kan Mashma Shavoides HaLayla, Kimay Trumas Hadeshen, and Sidur Maracha, Hayim Metalis Olav. That even the Kohen Gadol had to go and do the Trumas Hadeshen with Sidur Maracha. V'hashi Asi Shabri, and that makes sense. V'shem Koshul Kohen Gadol. Sheyuchal L'noyach Acha Trumas Hadeshen, that after he takes the Trumas Hadeshen, he can sit down on the couch for a few minutes. U'lahafzik Le'lasois B'nachas V'shchitzes HaTomer V'yaseyon. He shouldn't be hurried, the Shchitzes HaTomer, right? If you have the Trumas Hadeshen right before Alei Seshachar. So right after that, then the Meshorsim, the Skanim, would say, hey, Koyin Gadol Shnel, no time for rest now. We got the Shchitz of Tam. Avli Voidus Alayi, the Kishab, Avli, he Avoidus Alayi, the Shark Kehanim, my Cholshin the Koyin Gadol. What's the Cholshin the Koyin Gadol? We're talking about the Shark Kehanim, and not talking about the Koyin Gadol. For Riva Pirish Biyuma, the Legasim Nahocha Koyin Gadol, the two Mesedeshim, Loi, have you be Koyin Gadol? It was not one of the Avoidus of Koyin Gadol, but Loi Choshiv, Tvilas Trumas Hadeshen Bahadi Hate Tvilas Viyud Kedushin Charis Viyam Kippurim. After all, back in Masechtas Yuma, we learned that the Kohen, whoever was appointed or got the pious for the Trumas Hadeshen, had to go to the mikvah. So why don't we add one more mikvah Tvila? Why are we talking about five Tvilas? It should be six Tvilas. V'oid the pious of Trumas Hadeshen Choshev, Besedi Yam Kippurim. in the city of Kippurim, we talk about the pious or the Truma Sedeshin. Why are we even talking about a pious of the Truma Sedeshin?
It's a Tumid story, not a Yoma story.
Exactly. V'chein yosed ha-payet hukmu mechatzois afra levara be-payis deshen ha-ba'ora. Oh, so you see, he talks about the pious, not the Kohen Gadol. U'mir Rabbeinu hoye mefarish te'in tzorech le-mochkai. You don't have to take out the Mishim the Oichkai Gadol. You can leave it in our Gemara. Dachi prusim mishum choshen to kohen gadol makdim in truma sedesh of sidim arach who straight to sivarim shlein is achlu mi be'erev b'shar kohanim. Let the other kohanim do their daily work on Yom Kippur too in terms of the truma sedesh of sidim arach etc. Shidai they came when they're going to do their work early yehi mizum kohen gadol haslu mi haboy kishyalu min ha-shachar avoyisiyem koydim shehi ro'ev v'cholosh. So therefore, even though, yes, when you see the word Mishum Choshen the Kohen Gadol, it sounds like the Kohen Gadol is doing the Truma Sedesh and Siddur Arachat on all of those matters as well. Says, you know, it says the Rabbeinu, whoever Rabbeinu is, that loves Dafka. So konzain, that this was done Taka by the Kohen, and that's why there was Taka pious, like every single day of the year. Why did we say Mishum Choshen the Kohen Gadol? We want to start it early, so that when it comes this man of Alisa Shachar, this man of Netz, whenever they go and start working on the regular kabbonis, so we don't have to be hurrying the Kohen Gadol, or there shouldn't be any last-minute delays because the Kohanim couldn't finish and there was so much, blah, blah, blah. Do it early, starting at 12 o'clock.
Preload.
By the time you get to 4 or 5 o'clock, whenever Amud HaShachar is, everything has been fully accomplished, everything is taken care of, and now the Kohen Gadol can start on his schedule of the day of the Avodas Yom Kippur. Getting back to our Gemara now, so that was on Chatzot, on Yom Kippur. Regalim the Nefishe Karbanos, the Kadmi Osi Yisrael, on Regalim, everybody and anybody is coming to the Beis Midrash to bring the Oilas V'Iyah, Nisham V'Chagiga, etc. It's a busy, busy, busy day. The people are standing online, not on the computer online, they're standing literally online already in the Beis Midrash, already from very, very early. So then we start off Meshmaris Rishayna, take care of the Truma Sedesh and all of that from Meshmaris Rishayna. Kiriktani Seifa, like it says back in the Seifa, that Aniyantavli Hoysa Kriyas Hagever Magas. By the time the Kriyas Hagever, that the either the rooster or the Gvini Kruz, whoever is making the announcements, whoever is doing the waking, by the time they heard that, the Azura was already packed to capacity because people wanted to get there early to bring their kabbanis on Yantav. That's why then we started much more to China.
So, but I think it's talking about Yom Kippur that the Azura was Malay and Yisrael, they were there to watch the Avoda. That's a quote from Yoma.
You're saying that this is what we're referring to?
Right.
Okay, let's take it. Maybe it's going on both. Let's see what
the Gemara says. And the Mishnayos and Yoma, I think, say that.
Okay, let's see what he says. As a latter segment of the previously cited Mishnah states regarding the festivals, the Hoysa Kiryas Hagever Magas, yet before the call of the crier, at Hoysa Zor Malei Miyisrael, the temple courtyard was full of Jews. Number 13, the multitude of offerings brought on the three festivals generated a vast accumulation of ash on the altar. These were not cleared off the entire festival because we wanted to go and show a demonstration of honor to the altar. Each morning after the shovel full of ash was separated, that's the Truma Sedesh, the remaining ash was piled until it began 300 kor of ash. In order for the separation process, the preparation of the mound and the stacking of the wood had to be completed by daybreak so that the daily Tumid sacrifice could be offered at first light and the bringing of the many other offerings could commence. It was imperative to begin these procedures from the end of the first watch.
Thank you.
No problem. He brings another interpretation, but it seems also to talk about Yom Tov, not Yom Kippur.
I remember that line, Maseches Yom
Tov. Okay.
It's interesting because in Maseches Pesachim we have idea of the word Erev, mm-hmm. on Erev Pesach, and Bein Harbayim we have Erev to Erev. Here we have a Boker to a Boker. We have a kind of a parallel, just like Erev Pesach. We have the. Because how can we bring the Korban Pesach after the Tumid Shel Bein Harbayim? Because there's an Erev to an Erev, Bein Harbayim, between the two Erev. Here it's a Boker to a Boker.
Very good.
Interesting parallel.
Okay. Yeshakoyach. Hashem will continue tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.